This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Muslim commander who in his battles went with over 50 victories and zero defeats, more than 50-0. But yet many of us have never even heard his name. About a year and a half ago, I received a small video clip on WhatsApp. And normally these video clips, I don't honestly watch them, but I received this from one of my colleagues who I had studied with in Medina, who is a young scholar of Islam. And usually, mashallah, what he sends is beneficial. So I opened up this video and I started to watch this video. And it was talking about a Muslim commander who on the battlefield had won more than 50 battles against the enemies of Islam with zero defeats. He had never been defeated. And how, when he finally died, all of Europe celebrated his death and they came to celebrate on top of his grave. And I sat and thought to myself, yes, subhanAllah. We know Floyd Money Mayweather in the boxing world, who's 50-0. But as Muslims, here we have this Muslim hero who went more than 50-0, never lost, but yet we've never heard of him, subhanAllah. He was the ruler of Indalus for about 24 years. Al-Hajib al-Mansur Muhammad ibn Abi Amir rahimahullahu ta'ala. A name that perhaps many of us never heard of. But as we said, when he died, there were celebrations throughout the streets of Europe. A Muslim commander who never lost. Every time he went to battle, he was victorious. And at the end of every battle, he ordered that the adhan be called out. And he would go to his garments and he would take the dirt and the dust from it and put it in a small bottle. And he gathered all of it up from all of the battles. And he told his troops, he said, if I die, bury these bottles with me. I want them to testify for me, yawm al-qiyamah, all the battles I went through. Dirt from all the battles he was victorious in. His one wish was that he died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not behind the walls of the castles. He was a leader, he could have been in his castle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him his wish. And he died in the path to battle when he was going to conquer the south of France. They came to celebrate on his grave, thinking that now they were victorious. Finally, they've defeated. Until one of them said, and brought to their attention, that the reality is that the one under the grave, he's victorious. We were never able to get the upper hand on him until he was put into his grave. So this is a victory for him, subhanAllah.